Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst, slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Patrick, put your feet down. Shout out to St. Louis, Missouri.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel, slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we had the man, the myth, the legend, Bonafide Tim Greer himself.
I'm here, everybody.
And, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
You know, so we talk about recalls. Shift gears a little bit. How about new cars? We were at the International Auto Show, brought to you by Motor Trend.
Yes, we were.
This past weekend. And we had a good time at the auto show.
We did.
We had a good time. We were hanging out at the Time Pot Customs booth, me and Cobby. We're hanging out in the Tommy Customs booth, and you know we're meeting all the people coming in from the show and stuff like that, and I mean that's there was a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of cool new cars there, but there's a lot of new cars that weren't there. They didn't have a C8 Vette there, which was kind of let down. You know, like I won't like touch it.
Yeah,
like, run my finger down it.
There'll probably be one out there next year, I'm sure.
Well, hell, they'll be out by then.
That's what I'm saying.
There'll be one in the parking lot next year.
That's what I'm saying.
But. Yeah, there was no Cadillacs.
No. Well, and like I we were just talking about this off air, and I kinda got to thinking about this. This show, you really only had two real owner dealerships there. You had Kevin Whitaker there with all his stuff, and then you had Dick Brooks with all his stuff. And that was pretty much the only two people around here, you know, because they have multiple dealerships.
Well, Fairway was there.
Well, yeah, and Fairway. But that was
before dealership. Kevin Whitaker's got Cadillac.
Yeah, but
they didn't bring no Cadillacs.
They sure didn't.
They don't ever bring no Cadillacs out there.
Really?
I've been there the last 4 years, and they've never had a Cadillac out there.
No, they have had Cadillacs there in the last 4 years because I don't remember. They gave me a Cadillac mug one time.
I don't remember seeing one.
And I gave it to my mother.
That was the only thing Cadillac they had there was the mug. That
was
they
the
gave.
Mug.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing one.
But that being said, there was some neat things. How about the new Lincoln Navigator?
My favorite of all
the
whole
show. Well,
it's
not a Navigator now. What is it called? It's the one that where old Matthew McConaughey's ice fishing out of the back of it.
The big one.
Like, the big one's the Navigator, but now they got the Aviator, and they just brought out something new, and it's like...
It's a nautical thing.
Alligator.
It's the alligator.
The discombobulator.
The biggest one is the one I like, and that...
Well, we always know you had a thing for them.
Yeah.
We know how you go.
It was... That thing was plush. God,
it was plush. And I mean, I did sit in it, and then I realized I was in a Ford and I got out of it.
Because you almost converted.
It's not a Ford, really.
No. It's very much a Ford. It's a Ford.
Okay.
Lincoln is a Ford.
I understand, but I was just.
Yeah, it's a dressed up Expedition.
That's Expedition Navigator. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But
it was dressed up very well.
It is dressed up nice. You know, but I mean. I don't know. I don't get the Lincoln commercials, though. Matthew McConaughey, what are you going to do if you catch it? Are you really going to put that in your $90,000 Navigator?
No, he'll leave it on the side of the road.
Exactly.
I would.
What did he just, okay, time to go, you know?
Yeah, but he was driving them well before he got paid to.
He was the Lincoln lawyer. We all seen that.
Yeah, I remember him
that
being
in the That was actually a good movie, though.
It was actually.
So is the Bronco going to come out or not? The two-door.
This is, okay, let me go ahead and break the hype for everybody. I'm going to ruin it for everybody. Spoiler alert, the Bronco is not going to look like the damn thing that's been floating around Facebook for the last 10 years. The 2020 Bronco is coming out 2021. Then it's not a 2020 no damn more. This is the thing with the Bronco. That's some Photoshop thing that they pushed around, and Ford probably did come up with it, and it's a neat idea in theory. But I'm going to tell you something about two-door Broncos that's going to be the problem. The same reason they quit making two-door Broncos in 1996, they didn't sell because people need four-door cars.
That's
if they come out with anything, it'll be a four-door version, and it's going to look a lot like a damn Jeep.
I saw a camouflage one a couple of days ago, and I was going to send it to the group, but I was working, and like my manager walked in, so I had to let it go, and I couldn't find it again. Looks like a G-Wagon.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be four-door.
Did you say it was a four-door?
There's no market for a two-door SUV anymore.
No.
You're exactly right.
It kind of looked like a early Bronco, but with four. It looked like a G-Wagon.
But it was a four-door?
Yeah, it was four-door.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's the real thing, but, I mean, it was a picture. That...
Do you remember seeing the one in SEMA, that cobalt blue one? Somebody
had? They put the F-250 front, like the F-250 style front.
That looked real good.
And it was pretty.
Yep.
But like I said, the market, there's no market for two. They're getting rid of cars. Why do you want a two-door SUV?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying. I mean,
now, I will say at the Auto Trend show. The vehicle that probably stole the show, there was probably two of them, I would say. Of course, the Mustang GT500. Everybody flocked over that car, and then over the Jeep Rampage, the four-door truck-looking Jeep thing.
Gladiator,
that's what it was, the Gladiator. Everybody was flocking over them, too. I mean, that was like the two hottest cars out there, probably.
Probably so.
Did you notice Ford came out with that Battleship Gray also, just like the Dodge?
Everybody's got wet cement now. That's their new thing.
I got it cleared primer.
You know, and I mean, that's just that. It's Nardo. It's a popular color now. I mean, Chrysler's using it.
Yep.
Porsche's been using it for a long time.
Well, yeah, the Lambos, well, that's been around since, 04 on them?
I think Porsche's gone back well before that.
I don't know. I bought a Porsche primer one time. I don't think it came that way, but, you know, I mean, the trends with cars are funny, though. You know, like, everybody, like, the Camaro, remember the Camaros, the sixth-gen Camaros, they had the flat white? Mm-hmm. And now that's starting to go away. You don't see the flat colors. Everything's going back shiny.
Yep.
But they're going, like, the gray and the bright colors. They had, like, the GT500 there was, like, lime green.
Lime green. It looked good on that car. It really did.
I can't get down with, like, the ultraviolet black light colors on my cars.
I wouldn't want to have one, but it actually looked good.
You're
on
not
going
to lose it in the parking lot. That's for sure.
It did look good on that car, though.
I couldn't drive highlighter down the road.
Yeah, I couldn't get down with that.
The GT500 had enough black to break it up. Like, I mean, I wouldn't buy one that color, but it didn't look bad there was enough black on it to.
What's like the new Corvette? They got the highlighter color on them. It's like yellow. It's like straight up highlighter. I don't know. I just can't get down with that. I'm not a big C8 fan anyway. It's funny looking from the side. To me, it's not an attractive car. From the very, very front, it's all right. And from the back, it's okay. But you look at it from the side, it looks kind of like a stubby looking Ferrari. It looks like an unstretched Ferrari kit car.
It looks like a Lotus Evora.
A little bit.
I think in person, it looks better than in pictures because you don't have the depth. So, like, the vents in the side towards the back, you actually have the depth in person where you don't in pictures.
Well, I don't want you there, you know, but I don't know.
Speaking of vents, both of them, are you going to get your vents done red like you were talking about?
That got backburnered as soon as I went to the West Coast.
Oh, okay. I just happened to think of vents and red. I don't know why.
Because it has the same scoop on the side there.
Yeah, pretty much.
But well, so now you said there's no C8 no, at the Motor Trend show.
None.
You saw the ones at SEMA though, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I've seen those three. I've seen one other one.
But I'm just not a C8 fan. From the twisty camo, you know, ones to when it came out, it don't blow my skirt up.
I'm okay with it. People get.
I've got a buddy that ordered one, and I get an update on it every 30 seconds, and you know, and it's great. And I'm excited for him. You know, but, and like, I can't wait to drive it and bash it on YouTube. But other than that, it just doesn't blow my skirt up.
People keep asking me what I think about it, and I tell them I want to drive it before I pass any judgments. And I think the Z06 and the ZR1 variant are going to be the way to go.
Ask me what I think. Hate it. The end.
So, as any new body style, if you think about this, I remember when the Fox Body Mustangs come out in
79.
No. The second,
'87, the Aero cars.
We thought they was the ugliest things.
I did.
You know,
I still do.
I was nine, but.
But if you think about this, when you see a new body style, are you attracted to the new body style? Are you?
Some I like. Like I remember when like the SN95 Mustang came out. I love that car. Like, I thought that was the coolest Mustang ever made.
Me too. Hands down.
I love that car. I tell you what I don't love is commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about all the new cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to Tampa, Florida?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? I like Tampa, Florida.
Tampa's a cool town.
Ybor City. Ybor City.
What does that mean?
It's the largest party place in Florida, believe
it or not. Party place.
There's, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, there's like 164 bars on one whole street. It goes down, and they close it off Wednesday night through Saturday night from like 8 to 3 in the morning. They shut it all down, and it's legal to go in and out of bars with drinks and all that. You pay one admission to get into all of them, and it's crisscross all the way down.
Not both of them. All of them.
All of them.
Don't ever take me there.
And they have, and this is no lie, I tried it. And if you can finish it, you win like $1,000. But
if you drink 164 drinks.
Well, that's the thing. It's one drink per bar, and you got to go. But I don't know if anybody's ever finished it.
Richard's like, hold my beer.
Yeah, really.
I don't think you're going to finish
it,
buddy.
You just kick the bodies out of the road as you're progressing from one bar to the other.
I don't quite think you're going to do it because I...
Richard said 164 drinks. Plus, it's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, no, right? I call that 7 to 10.
Happy hour.
Richard said children. I wasn't aware this was a kids' park.
Step aside.
Step aside. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, we'll start GoFundMe for Richard's liver.
Right. At the end is Tampa Memorial Hospital, so they can give you a transplant.
Oh, man. Then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Talking about new cars at the show.
Yes.
New cars at the show. Man, you must be sleepy, yawning over there.
I am sleepy. I've had a long week.
You have had a long week. So, all right. Now, Richard, you got to watch him. Now, he looks like a smart guy. He's driving a Cadillac. He's got a Corvette. You think he's got it figured out. But but if you let him stray.
Yeah, I know. We talked to him for a minute.
We talked to him, and then next thing you know, he wanders off. You know where he's at?
Chrysler.
No,
even worse, Alfa Romeos. So basically, it's like wherever the hell they make those Chryslers.
Yeah,
Italy.
That too.
Richard comes over. I didn't even know
the one shaped like a boot.
I didn't even really know what it was. He comes back over, and we're standing there talking to people. Richard's like, I said, "What's the coolest thing you found?" Alfa Romeos. What?
Julia.
I knew it was like some.
There were two of them there, wasn't it?
They don't make
but two of them, don't they?
They make the 4C, but I didn't notice if there was one there.
I think they quit making the 4C. I know they make the Julia and the Stelvio.
Okay.
So it's the SUV and the four-door sedan.
Richard took me over there to see it.
I feel like I'm in a foreign country over here. Y'all two start talking about this Alfa.
Hey, you know me in Italian sports cars.
I'm about to.
So Richard takes me over here to look at this car, and It was nice.
You said it was awesome.
It was an awesome looking car inside. Now,
reliability. Kobe will tell you a lie. I'm just throwing that out there.
But on reliability, I couldn't tell you. But I sat down in it. It was comfortable.
I won't step out on a limb and say no.
Exactly.
On that.
Got a warranty?
It's made by Dodge. Warranty. It's made by Dodge. So it obviously it probably ain't going to go far.
It's made by Dodge.
It's owned by a company, though.
That's part of Dodge.
That's affiliated.
Yeah, but it's FCA. Fiat Chrysler. I think that means Fiat Chrysler America, but it does encompass Alfa Romeo as well.
So it's like an umbrella of Dodge.
I'd like to put my direct connection license plate on the front of it.
I'll just confuse everybody.
So I'll be like, what's he talking about?
Mopar Performance, baby.
Now, the Giulia is actually supposed to be a pretty good performer. Yeah. Reliability, I don't know. But I know it's supposed to be a pretty good performer.
I was supposed to be a damn movie star. You see how but that worked out. But you did say
it is faster than your Cadillac.
I don't know
that 60.
It's faster. It's as fast. Stats were pretty similar. I think 0-60 was 5-1. My car stock, I think it was 5-4 or 5-5. With all the modifications done to mine, it's probably sitting solid right at 5-4 or 5-5.
Not that Chevrolet knows anything about that warranty.
That warranty.
With all the upgrades.
Cataract. So,
that's off the record.
We ain't trying to talk about all that.
That's off the record.
Those were recall parts he took off.
Let's not talk about the drag racing either.
Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you're a winner.
You're not living without launch control.
You never drag raced a Chrysler. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I did.
What Chrysler did you drag race?
I raced my black Challenger 10, 12 times.
Okay.
He didn't say he won. He just said he raced.
Cadillac's faster. No. Officially.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious to see the Cadillac and the Vet.
Vet, if I can hook up in the vet would eat it alive. But it's a little, it's not easy to hook up a 6-speed, 330 horsepower rear wheel drive car.
She's a beast.
Well,
you're probably gonna start getting like a real hairy chest when you start driving that thing. It's a side effect.
I take care of that.
I know. Blake is mailing him. Blake is mailing him a pair of New Balances.
Oh, a pair of white New Balances.
I need to get some jorts.
Get some jean shorts, and you'll be in business.
Yep. So he's taking up a GoFundMe for the Corvette starter package, if anybody wants
starter
to
starter kit. I mean,
New Balances.
I think Richard's going to be the cool guy driving the Vet.
I need a Titleist visor, even though I don't golf.
You need some flowered button-up Hawaiian shirts.
I don't know, man. I already got a date lined up of the girl said if you get it.
He hasn't even took delivery yet.
already got a date.
And it's already working.
A date. It was
kind of like that clone from Anchorman.
She ain't a fry cook, is she?
No, she's not a fry cook.
This was on the contingency that you got it, though? Like, what contingency is y'all go to date if you get it? Like,
that is...
Rather when.
Oh.
Just, made a day date to go ride around.
In a Corvette, America sports car.
A day date.
And it has
a
two
day.
Go, that is the friend zone.
No, it isn't.
Go ahead and get her.
A day date.
No, it isn't. She got to take care of all of her kids at night.
Richard says, look at this. I'm driving a Vet. It's a guarantee.
The thing is, you got to wait till dusty dark because the coolest thing about a C4 Corvette is the flip-up headlights. They're absolutely sexy. I love that full 180 degrees. Blah, blah, blah. I love it.
I'm going to wear out the motors because I'm just going to sit in my driveway and do that.
I will say, I probably own, over the years, probably 20. And I still, that's my favorite thing. The very first thing I do, I love that bubble. That's race car.
It is cool.
I love that. I mean, it's just neat. I don't know. That's the thing. You're talking about the C8s. No hideaway headlights, which I ditched that in C6. But you know what I mean? Like, that to me is just... That's what makes a Corvette to me.
I said when the C8 came out on this show, I said that I was going to get one. But honestly, I think this probably scratched the itch. Well, that, now I don't have any money left. So.
Yeah, that could kind of weigh
in. It's probably a little cheaper too, wasn't it?
A little bit.
I was going to go spend $80,000, but it turns out I only had 10. So
I did the next best thing.
Just spend it.
You know, I don't know. I do know this, though. We got to take a commercial break.
Yeah, got to pay the bills.
That's right, guys. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard R. Hoskins, the third.
Esquire. How about a shout out to the home of Barrett Jackson this week, Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's actually the home of Barrett Jackson every week.
Well, it was the original home of, yeah.
I mean, that's where home office is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's where old Craig stays at, you know.
I'm sure he does.
Old Craig.
In the trailer park.
I don't think they got trailer parks where he's at.
I don't think Scottsdale's got a big trailer park market.
I mean, you know.
You know, he's slumming it.
He is, I'm sure. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor of Fingerville himself, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both of them? Sorry, I was reading a tweet.
You looked a little distracted.
I was reading. Anyway.
What's that other small town in Spartanburg? Reedville? No.
Reedville.
Reedville is a town next to Spartanburg.
Yeah, it's a little town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Little town? Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That's going
to
be his next
shout-out. Right next to Sugar Tit. Yeah, that might be your new home headquarters, Tim. Reedville.
That's too far away. I can't afford to guess.
Oh. I wasn't sure.
Reedsville.
No, there's no S in there. They get mad.
Reeds.
If you're from Fingerville, there's an S in Reedsville.
It's also like when I'm on a plane, they land, welcome to Spartansburg. No! No! You're not from here.
You know when people spell Spartanburg wrong to put an E instead of an A?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yep.
There used to be a street sign that was like that for years in Spartanburg.
Did they spell it wrong or was the street name different?
No. It was like Spartanburg this way, and they spelled it wrong.
The guy. I thought it was the name of the street.
Well, you got to think, you know, probably most of them signs probably back then were made in prisons or whatever like that, and that guy probably.
Let's hope he didn't teach literature.
Yeah.
Literature.
Somebody in Columbia didn't grow up in Columbia.
Yeah, well, Columbia's, there's a thousand wonders any of those signs come out right if it came from there. I'm just throwing that out.
Just saying.
Lord knows they don't teach football either. Just throwing that out there.
All right.
Just saying. Ooh. I had to. I couldn't
it's
resist.
Baseball season now.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You know, that's cute.
Baseball season.
It's baseball. We've got a killer badminton team.
We're a baseball school.
Yeah, you're something, all right.
This is Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
That's right.
That's right.
This ain't sports and stuff.
That's a big hot rod scene in Columbia.
There's a big hot rod scene in Columbia. I got a kid that keeps aggravating me about a show down there. They have like their version of Cars and Coffee. And like, I got, and he's been aggravating me wanting to go. And I really like it. I'd like to check it out. You know what I'm saying?
They got the big show every year, The Gathering, down there.
Yeah, well, it's not every year. It used to be in Anderson.
Yep. Yeah, but.
The Great Tanzini's got something. I got the flyers.
I guess we need to give that information out next week or something. I think it's in March.
It's not next week.
I said give the information out next week. As in, I don't have it with me.
The gathering I used to go to when it was in Anderson, and I think the last turnout wasn't exactly phenomenal, so I guess that's why it moved to Columbia. Would that be accurate?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, no.
I just know it's been down there the last couple of years.
The last couple of years used to be the Anderson Civic Center.
Right. Before that is the Anderson Motor Speedway.
Right.
Yes.
It was pretty big then.
Right.
And I think it may have had a little bit of dwindling in the last few years.
I can tell you that 15 years ago, there was a lot of street racing on Harbison Boulevard. So I hear.
Street racing on Harbison?
It's definitely not something that you may or may not have been involved in.
Definitely not something I may or may not have been involved in.
Whenever somebody says that, they were involved in it. I'm just throwing that out there.
It was Harbison Boulevard in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Harbison. That was Colombia, Mexico.
Colombia, Mexico.
It was the other Colombia in South America.
I remember going to Sandy's Hot Dogs when I was in Mexico also. Because if you're in Colombia.
Yeah, the only thing I ever did in Colombia was open a store that I used to work for. They had a new one. I drove down there to open it. And that was the only reason I had to actually stop in Colombia.
It's a beautiful town.
Yeah, when you're getting paid to be there, that's the best time to be there.
It is.
I'm not a Colombia fan, I guess, being down in Colombia.
It's all right. You know, I mean, it's all hot. What you're used to.
It's just hot.
You know, I've heard people say that.
I've been down there in the summertime. No, it's hot.
It gets stupid hot.
It is 10 it's 10 degrees warmer than
I worked down there for about 4 months when I worked for the city, and it was hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, my brother had a cassette tape melt in his car.
Really?
Yeah.
It was hot down there. I mean, that's what I felt like when I was out on the ball fields. I thought I was going to melt. I was hot. And I'm from Florida, but that was a different kind of heat.
One trip that I was making to south of the border from Spartanburg, I actually had the supercharger on my car shut off because the air intake temperature got too high. I went around to get from 26 to 20, and when I came around, I was like, man, this car feels like a normal car, not a fast car. What's going on? And then I looked at the air intake temperatures so high, it cut like 150 horsepower out of my motor because the supercharger shut off. Because the air temperature was 118 degrees, I think it was. And the air intake temperature was 145 or 150 or something like that.
God.
Dang.
I mean, that motor has a lot of heat soak issues anyway.
Right. You've
been driving it in crazy hot. It's not getting cool off going down the road.
What was it, a Terminator?
No, that's the Mercedes.
Oh, that car.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Wow, really? That's got a lot of heat soak issues?
Yeah, yeah, the air intake, the intake manifold, motor gets nice and hot, and they didn't do any kind of spacing or anything, so it just gets nice and toasty warm. Intercooler can't cool it off. I've done upgrades on it, still can't cool it off well enough.
Wow.
You know, those things. Sean, the last couple of weeks of hanging out with you some, I've learned more about air intake temperature, exhaust port temperature,
tire temperature. We learned like so many stats.
Like literally, I mean, my stat level is like way up now. Like, I mean, like your little computer screen in your McLaren in Georgia, that thing was telling you like, I don't know, air velocity, mass, how it twirled to come in, and I don't know how hot the diodes were, and I don't know, all kinds of stuff.
But don't you feel better knowing that I know the precise temperature at which I will have traction or not have traction?
I think with that kind of horsepower, it don't matter anyway. When you stomp it, it's going to break loose, and it did.
You could have taught yourself that.
But 55 degrees is when you're only going forward.
I thought it was 51 point something or
no,
something.
No, 51.
No.
55 is go straight. 51 is go a little bit fishtail. Yeah, below something. 51 is when you're just going all over the place.
Yeah, something like that. I just know that car is stupid, stupid fast. I mean, I raced cars for a long, long time, and I even drag race cars, but that car would probably do 0 to 60 faster than anything I've ever been in. That car is quick.
2.8.
Yeah, it's ridiculous fast. If no one's ever rode in one, Sean will take you for a ride.
I haven't ridden in one.
And it's fast.
So when I was out west, I obviously go through withdrawals of not driving my car. So what do? I go to a dealer, and I drive their cars.
See, I wouldn't want you driving because you got too many. But see, you're that guy that like, you could trick the salesman because you know stats.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd come in there. Like, he come in there.
Like, if we come walking in there, but I've seen your YouTube video. No.
I mean, that's like when me and Rob are looking for watches, you know, we both own Rolexes, got tags, stuff like that. We walk in the jewelry store, they look at us and they're hesitant to even like open a case. They're like, I'm not 100% sure.
But you don't know a sales guy. See, I know a sales guy.
I know a guy.
I know somebody at the McLaren Lamborghini dealership in Newport Beach, California. So I can go in there and say, I want to drive that McLaren. They do
it. It's kind of like when I walked into the Louis Vuitton store with Tim Greer. When they told him he was the mayor of Fingerville, that didn't really impress him.
All the women laughed.
He's like, I can't believe you paid that much for a wallet. It don't even have a chain on it.
That's right.
Where the hell are you going to hook your chain on this thing?
See, I went into O'Gara Beverly Hills. I was looking at a Bentley. I wasn't even going in there trying to drive it. And the sales lady goes, you want to drive it? Yeah, I want to drive it.
That reminds me, what is that movie, Exit Wound or whatever, with
DMX?
Yes.
He's got the Lambo.
Yeah, they go in there and they're looking around the showroom or whatever, and he throws them the cash. Shut the car off. That would be you, probably. I could see.
No, see, in the McLaren, I could tell with the sales guy, he enjoyed the test drive. I don't think he normally gets that kind of test drive in the passenger seat. He enjoyed it.
Sure. He's probably, let me out of this damn car.
That's what
I can only imagine.
That's what Rob did. Rob was like, let me out of here.
Let me out of here. All right, guys. I'll tell you something we can't get away from is these damn commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Here's your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to the hot rod mecca of Springfield, Missouri? I'm out of ideas, man. It's the last segment.
I'm like, shout
out to Fingerville.
It's not a real thing.
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Bonafide Tim Greer.
I'm going to do a shout out to Fingerville, South Carolina.
All three
of
them.
A real place.
Yeah. It's not a real place.
It's not a real place.
Fingerville's on the map.
Yes, it is.
What map?
And it was founded by Thomas Finger.
Of course it was.
Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm dead serious.
You're making this up as you go.
No, I'm not. Don't make me get my Googles out.
I don't want to know what site you're finding this info on.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, Lord.
You found it on Fingerpedia?
And both of them's in the house, too, by the way.
Yeah,
both of them's in the house, by the way, too.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Late to the party.
That's right. So, all right, new cars.
Yep.
Motor Trend Show. We had to drag the professor away from Alfa Romeo's, a.k.a. Dodges in sheep's clothing.
Pretty much.
And, you know, I mean, I tell you what else, the new thing, tailgates. That's all the talking truck is tailgates.
Yeah.
They got tailgates with Wi-Fi, speakers and stereos, folding steps. I seen one with a treadmill in it.
Yeah, 7-way power tailgate with AC vents and
that,
fan.
That thing looks like it's friggin' like, I mean, it's just designed to break.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing, like you say, it's designed to break, okay?
But
you're not going to keep this truck 10 years, and that
I wanna see,
Bluetooth still works.
I want to see the guy that's putting on gutters that owns my truck in 15 years, what's still working on it.
Exactly.
But you know what? There's going to be a recall.
Is he going to have his tailgate down with the stereo going?
There's going to be a recall on it.
Probably. Probably so. You know, I got a defective Bluetooth in my tailgate.
Tim, I have that same sign in my bedroom.
Tim is showing the professor a sign that says Fingerville.
I showed him the map.
All right. Fingerville, it's like Fantasyland, you know?
You know, you got Fingerville around here in the surrounding Greenville counties. You have some of the weirdest names.
It's got a population of 134.
We're
That's
getting
not
off
a city.
Of everything, but for
a
second,
I didn't say it was a city.
On cars, but let's say you got Fingerville, you got Pumpkintown, you got
and that's a real place.
Sugar Tit. They're all real places.
What is that one with the possum?
Possum Kingdom.
Yep.
You know, you got some really weird places around here with some really weird names.
Greer, South Carolina.
Well, Greer is pretty big, actually. But
and still, but
it's still Greer.
Was it found by Thomas Greer?
I can't remember his first name.
It's old Gary Greer.
Eddie Greer.
But, you know, but literally, you know this. And then you got Moonville.
You do have Moonville.
I'm trying to think of some other odd names around here.
We got Donald's, Cokesbury.
There's a lot of weird names around here if you really think about it.
Look, you get down towards the beach, we got Horry County.
Horry County,
if you read it like it's spelled, you're saying
Aura.
No, not that either. I know. But
there's a silent H.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's...
I don't think that's a bad word if it's the name of a town.
Well, we're not saying it anyways.
I don't think you're pronouncing it right. We're not going to risk it because he wouldn't even let the professor
call. Yeah, you can ask Patrick. Apparently, there's a lot of names of towns that are considered to be bad words.
It may describe their residents.
Yep.
But anyway, that's South Carolina, we just have little towns like that. And there's a lot of places like that. But we're talking about seven-way power tailgates.
Yes. So... in these little weird towns.
But I mean, we're at the auto show, and of course you got everybody. First of all, never buy a car this time of year that's a demo, because they were at these events. Do you know how many times that damn tailgate I watched you get up? That thing was touched 13 million times.
Yeah, where
if it had defective cables, it would have fell off four times.
Where me and Rob were standing.
In a weekend.
Where me and Rob were standing, you had the Dodge automotive test people over here, and then you had Chevrolet dead in front of us and Ford off to the right of us, and we're watching all these cars make loops after loops and trucks, and you know, of course, you go pay or you go sign up and they're gonna let you do a test drive, and they're showing, they're opening and closing the door 8 million times a day, putting the tailgates down, open the hood, closing it. I bet you everything that's moving parts on them vehicles are wore slap out after them 3 days.
Oh, you know what? I mean, and that's the thing. They're crawling in and out of them and all that stuff. And some of us tell me they're stealing the shift knobs out of Subarus at these things.
Yeah.
Because they say STI on them.
Yeah, Gaffney said that.
Yeah, the mayor of Gaffney.
Yep, Mayor Gaffney told us that.
You know, founded by Thomas Gaffney.
Yeah. Brandon Gaffney.
Everybody knows that.
But, yeah, they were – he said last year they had to replace 12 – they brought 12 cars and they had to replace all 12 shifter knobs because someone stole them.
What if there's a black market for that?
I wonder if it was one thief or 12.
I'm not 100%
sure. Who's walking around with a pocket full of shift knobs?
I'm sure they made their way to Spartanburg.
Hey, you want
to
buy a shift knob?
Anybody want to buy some of these STI shift knobs?
On the black market?
Check Facebook Marketplace for STI shift knobs.
Is that a shift knob in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
I mean, could you imagine walking around with a pocket full of shift knobs? That's just odd.
Standing outside the gas station. You got your coat on.
What they're doing is standing out on Lawrence Road in front of Subaru with the sign, I'm selling
it across the street. I got them shift knobs.
I do that every day.
What?
Walk around with shift knobs.
Walk around with shift knobs in your pocket. But.
Oh, I thought you said stand on the side of the corner.
I do that too.
Y'all going to. You called him fat. Now you're saying he's hooking too, Kobe?
That's right.
Goodness gracious. Just talk about his mama and get it over with. God, quit dancing around it. You're killing me.
Oh.
Y'all like two kids. I'm sitting in between these guys. You're like two little kids. Nee-nee. Fingerville. Thomas Fingerville.
I didn't say nothing about them.
I will turn the show right around and we will go home.
I really, don't make me. I will pull over right now. Oh, man.
And y'all going to watch y'all's mouth.
I'm telling you. It make y'all play pretty. What does play pretty mean? You ever understood that?
I don't know, but I've heard it a bunch.
I have, too. All my life, I've heard that. Y'all play pretty. How in the hell do you play pretty?
Hey, did your mama say whatever you was doing or whatever you wanted to do, she'd say,
I'll do that to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll Pokemon you. Exactly. That's what I get you now. That's the new thing with kids now is Pokemon. The only reason I know that is this guy works for me. Had to buy his kids some Pokemon, whatever they are,
cards.
Off Amazon. I'm assuming. I don't know.
I feel like Mortal Kombat U is going to lead to a DSS call.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Finish you.
I used to play Pokemon.
That might be crossing the line.
I'm sorry.
Look at Patrick.
Oh, Lord.
See, you know, struck his little nerd chord over there. He's
in here trying to figure out, is that right?
Wait a minute.
What does the FCC think about this?
Uh-oh.
Look, the problem is that I can easily take this out whenever I want to, so
this
may not even make the cut on Sunday.
I was going to say, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
We got in trouble.
The puppet master speaks.
Sorry, Patrick.
It had nothing to do with it.
So, but... There is a lot of cool things coming out in cars nowadays. I mean, and some of the things are lame. Some are cool.
I just think they're getting too carried away with all these options.
Some of them are.
I think they're just getting way too carried away. Like, you know, letting it teach you, or it literally backs itself into parking spots and all this other stuff.
Well, I mean, I like that. I think the trailer parking thing's cool. Like the invisible trailer thing and all that stuff Chevrolet's got now.
And you go along with it, like 360 cameras.
Yeah.
Like for avoiding curbs, so you're not curbing your wheels, stuff like that.
Well, like Teslas, they don't even have mirrors on, they have cameras on the sides. You've got way too much technology taking the place of a simple object. Yeah. Something that worked fine and still to this day works fine.
You mean like exactly what I'm doing on my truck?
Exactly. You and Elon watch way too much Star Trek growing up. That's what was wrong with you guys. Exactly. Live long and prosper or whatever.
You know, just what everybody, when you get your recall letters in, please take them to dealership and get them fixed. Don't be like me.
Especially airbags. Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You are listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.